Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And Alice at 97.3.
Has your buddy tried Botox for migraines?
They have tried everything. They've been, I mean, they're in their
60s. I figured that would be the case, yeah. I
mean, and have been dealing for years.
They say, isn't Botox good for migraines? Has she tried that? Another says, I get Botox for my migraines. I went from 15 a month to maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah, I don't know what her, I think also there's like an addiction component, so there's that.
Oh.
You know, I'm just so you know, I'm not get. I don't get Oxy, I don't need that. So that's the last thing I need. Right. Something like that in my house. Like, I try to fight through the pain. I'm already just all about the Advil. I feel like that is taking care of all kinds of stuff for me. If I hurt that bad, I'm going to go to the hospital where they can control everything. Anyway, fun conversation. Here we go. We're going to talk about what's on TV tonight, and it's Survivor. The end. End of story.
You still haven't told me what you thought of the last episode.
So it was the one with the wonky,
the weird tribal.
That was we're at a week now. So
The next episode's tonight.
The person Q, I find that guy to be incredibly annoying because he thinks he's in charge of everything. Is a gigantic baby when things don't go his way. And then,
which was an element to what he went and did in the tribal.
Right. And then he's like, just send me home. Just vote me out. That's what I want. And everyone's like, no, you're kind of part of our equation here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just what a DB. Like, he's going to get, he's going to get thrown out at some point, right? Because he's a physical threat.
Oh, I feel like he'll get thrown out tonight.
Oh, that's exciting.
I feel like now that he's shown himself to be unreliable when we have a plan.
Mm-hmm. We have a plan.
And you're going to make such a spectacle and display of yourself in front of everyone. I believe if they have a chance, they will cut him tonight. I don't know anything,
right,
but I'm just saying that's clear.
I think too.
You can't trust that loose cannon.
I'm sitting here trying to remember who got thrown off, and I can't because he just stole that whole show. Do you remember?
I did. I don't. Blanked me.
Well, my bad. It happens. Things just go poof right out the other side of your head. Now, tonight, Survivor.
Yes, it was. Is this his name?
Oh, I thought he was the week before. I guess, though. Okay, that could have been it. I don't know. Now I'm totally confused. I'm getting all my days mixed up. But I'll get it all straightened out tomorrow. During the day when I watch it, because I can't watch it at night on a Wednesday. Although you've been pretty successfully watching that.
I love the Philly feed.
Yeah.
I'm not always, but like I watched it last Wednesday early, 6 at night. It's great.
Oh. We talked about this earlier. I want to say that the trailer for this is up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, uh-huh.
This is Zoe Kravitz, as the director. She's not in this movie. She directs her fiance, Channing Tatum. He's playing a billionaire with a killer island in something called Blink Twice. Now, I am going to tell you that I did watch the whole trailer. It looks like a fun psychological thriller, but they tell you everything. Like, there's a twist that they lay out in the... I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Maybe they've held some stuff back and I'll be pleasantly surprised, but I'm like, I really... Do we so need our entertainment spoon fed to us?
Because I've seen enough trailers that do have spoilers, with the first words out of the dude's mouth, I went, you got to be kidding me.
I know.
That's what you're going to start this thing with? Now, maybe that's... You're right. Maybe it's... There's something else.
Right?
Entirely. But for him to have said that, I thought, You really just laid it out there, didn't you?
This, by the way, in case you're wondering, Blink Twice, they renamed it because they want to release it and have people go to it and not think it's a porn. It was called P Island for a long time. I guess that's like a working title or whatever. Yeah, that P Island. So let's see. The cast is pretty good. Kyle MacLachlan, Aaliyah Shawkat, that's maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Haley Joel Osment.
So weird.
Christian Slater. Gina Davis. Simon. Wasn't Simon Rex like a VJ?
He was a VJ and a model for a while.
He's a good looking guy. Feels like he's got to be my age. Although, for men, with age comes distinguishment or something.
Why do you say that?
Because guys always look more distinct. Like an older guy, you know, he's like, looks, has that distinguished look. And for girls, we're like, oh, God, jack my face back. Help me. And then guys get their faces jacked back too. So anyway, it looks good. I'm rooting for Zoe Kravitz. I think she's great. I loved her in Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's really good in that. And she's been in a few things and good for her. Comes from famous parents and is making it happen for herself.
She's stunningly beautiful. So right out of Go, you're like, sheesh.
Is she in a Batman or a...
Yes, she played Catwoman.
That's right. Yay.
In the new goth one. They're all goth. What am I saying?
Robert Cunningham. What's his name?
Pattinson.
Thank you. Something like that.
Cunningham.
I don't know. It's the right amount of syllables, isn't it? Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh off his hit Fortnite with Tay-Tay.
Mm-hmm.
And his other hit Levi's Jeans with Beyonce. What's he up to now? There's a guy who can do whatever he wants. And we were just talking this morning about how surprising he is as an artist. And it didn't take him long. I mean, it was a few years ago when we first saw him kind of rocking out. And I thought, wow, look at this guy. He's holding it down and impressing.
He's a talented dude. I thought he was, honestly, if you'd asked me when we first started hearing his name, I thought he was a rapper.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
So it turns out he's a guy who just does, you know, pop hits.
Whatever he wants. And is going to do a country set at Outside Lands. Okay. Man, everyone's going country. Feels a little trendy. Anyway, he is now expanding into the world of graphic novels and movies. He's got what he's saying this is an original idea that he came up with that mixes Mad Max Fury Road with the Evil Dead franchise. And of course, when somebody successful says, hey, I got this idea, everyone goes, yeah, okay, we'll do that. What are we doing? I don't think that happened. The story, so you tell me, all right? The story takes place in medieval Europe. Like, what's medieval times? Is that like the 1200s, the 1300s? What's medieval? It's medieval Europe where, quote, the only thing standing in the way of the horde of demons infesting the continent is a mysterious armored 18-wheeler seemingly sent back from the heavens. Thank you for clarifying who got booted off of Survivor. It is a man with a T name.
Yes.
And not the one, but I thought...
I was wrong. But now I'm right.
But now you're right.
Because the internet told me.
Thank you, internet.
Back to the heavens.
Okay, so... Is that the one word that you got?
That's the only one I got.
Any other?
No, nothing else?
Okay, I'm going to start over then. Here we go. Post Malone, he's got this idea. It's Mad Max Fury Road mixed with the Evil Dead franchise. This is a story that takes place in medieval Europe. where the only thing standing in the way of the horde of demons infesting the continent is a mysterious armored 18-wheeler seemingly sent back from the heavens. Now, I already have a problem with this.
I only cut the last word. That's embarrassing. All right, go on.
It's problematic in that in medieval Europe, we had dirt tracks at best. Maybe in Rome, they had built some roads, right? Weren't they famous for their road building there? When we're talking about an 18-wheeler, which I assume is loaded with today's tech to take care of these demons roaming the continent, like, are there going to be scenes where the 18-wheeler is rolling across the Alps on a track? It's just, okay. You know what, though?
You know, you are...
asking too many questions just, as usual?
How many times have you heard a movie started out as one thing, became something entirely different with the same cast because some writer went and went, this isn't working, and came back with a totally different script, and everyone went, oh, that's pretty good. Let's make that.
Oh, I see what you did there. You kept this character name.
Yeah.
And you changed everything
and
else.
Everything else is different.
So I get still basically my story. Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic. Well, it's coming out as graphic novels first, which, by the way, you can draw anything you want. Like, you want to have an 18-wheeler going up and over the Alps? Okay. You can do that. And I suppose with CG, whatever. Maybe it's a floating 18-wheeler. Maybe this 18-wheeler is from the far future when we have time machines.
Boat?
Maybe it floats. Maybe it has, like, instead of 18-wheel, it has 18 jetpacks.
Okay.
That floated up over the mountains. It's a flying 18-wheeler? I don't know.
Back to my point, though. Suddenly, it's a boat. You know what I mean?
Suddenly, like, it's a spaceship. It's got to be
whatever.
Something.
I mean, she'll just change it.
Anyway, the first story in this Post Malone penned universe. Now, I'm assuming he's not drawing this. I don't know what his artistic talent is, but I'm assuming if you're like, I'm going to do graphic novels, he's coming up with a story, giving them some direction, and them being artists who are going to flesh this thing out. So that it's, you know, to me, a graphic novel is really a long comic book, right? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
So the first story will be released as a graphic novel in 2025. And then it'll be followed by a movie that he is developing with Michael Bay, the Transformers and Bad Boys guy. Mm. This is like legitimate people are like, Posty wants to do what? Okay.
Well,
I'll do it.
You know, this goes back to how many followers? You have 10 million followers. Yeah, we want to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. Yeah.
We would love to hear what you have to say.
That's how it works.
Yeah. And if you're one of those people with the 300 million followers, you're really
Posty started. Might have that. I don't even know.
25.9 million.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
10 million? What am I?
Who are you, Megan Fox? Close. How many does Megan Fox have? She's so hot, she probably has more. By the way, just to mention it again, we just gave away Outside Lands passes, and we're doing this throughout the day, by the way. This is happening again at 11:05 and at 4:05 and 5:05. We'll give you keywords that you'll text to us. But Post Malone is doing a special country set, which I assume he'll be performing the Beyonce song. Maybe Beyonce will come by. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Megan Fox has less than Post Malone. 22 million.
Oh, is that all? It's poor. I don't know who has 10 million. But once you get to 10 million, I think you're all set. I think if you get to 1 million followers, you're all set. Mm-hmm. Right? Don't people make tons of money? They're always saying, you should try to monetize. Or monetize.
Whatever.
I feel like I shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what they're making? Try to monetize, make $6 a week. Sure, okay.
Great. Except now half your audience left you because you're clearly doing commercials.
Right. Oh my God. It's crazy. Patrick Mahomes has never hosted Saturday Night Live. And a lot of people who win the Super Bowl, they will come and host. Like Tom Brady's done it, and I think the Manning brothers have done
Peyton
it.
Peyton Manning did it well.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of the guys who had some pretty good bits.
And other, bala bala players have gone in there and done it. Travis Kelce's even hosted. So Patrick Mahomes has been asked, and he's like, you know what? I'm too scared to host. He is the fear of reading off a teleprompter, which, by the way, they don't even use teleprompters on that show. They use cards. So I don't know if that would matter to him. Someone could explain that. I feel like he's like, you know what? I don't need that. And he's got the right to. So he's like, I don't want to. You know, he says that he was scarred from giving a speech at the 2023 ESPY Awards. So I'm like, you got to find that speech. Let's hear the disaster that was the 2023 ESPY Awards. There's no disaster. He says a few ums.
There's no disaster.
Look, I've done a ton of stuff with you. Mm-hmm. We can be sitting there talking and just fine in the green room.
Yeah.
And then there's a point when they say,
you're
5 minutes or whatever. And Sarah just goes dark.
I wake up 15 minutes later and I go, how was it?
So, and I don't mean that as a slam. I just mean different people handle different pressure. There he is back there with giant guys who want to kill him.
Yes.
Behind his offensive line.
Cool as
that's
a cucumber.
Leaking like a sieve, and he's got to get out of the way, and he's got a broken ankle, and he's limping, and he makes a... That's right. A guy who can handle that pressure, but he can't handle the other. Nothing wrong.
Right, don't...
Recognize it.
He was completely fine giving that speech. Couple ums and uhs. Was there anything that you were like, oh, that was a disaster?
There was nothing that stood out to me.
Yeah.
He thanked his people. He thanked God.
He says he's scarred from giving that speech.
Yeah, so, he just probably felt uncomfortable and rather not.
Right. And that's it.
Why do you know that?
Right. Why do I want to put myself through that?
He may have been physically shaking backstage and thinking to himself, I don't need this in my life.
I don't need it.
I don't have to do this. I have all the money
I
need.
Am I getting paid for this? I don't think so.
No. Right.
Well, do you get paid to... I mean, I think there's a TV union, right? Isn't that the SAG-AFTRA thing? This guy who makes kajillions of... He was going to make $1,200 for doing it.
Right. A lot of these cats, though, they do have their eye on TV after they're done.
Yeah.
So it is probably good to try your hand at it. And
sure.
Build that resume.
Push it a little bit. You know, when things go right enough... You start to get a lot more comfortable with them. I'm sure if I was forced to do more TV, I'd get better at it, I guess. But, oh.
Well, and actually, we used to do it quite a bit, but we don't, that
never
doesn't
got
happen
good at
anymore.
It. Megan Fox, we just were talking about, 22 mm-hmm. million followers, and Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Over.
Turns out, friendly.
What do you mean?
They're probably over. But here's the thing. She was at his side at his star-studded birthday bash. Other attendees. This happened April 22nd. Was that Monday?
Yeah, mm-hmm. A couple days ago.
You know, I guess when you're a rock star and you live in the rock star life, you just throw your party on whatever night of the week you feel like throwing your party on.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it. It's like, oh, you can't come. Oh, well, sorry. Too bad for you. Yeah, I'm having a party on a Monday. April 22nd, Tiffany Haddish, Evan Ross, Maude Sun, Amber Rose, who's an ex of his. Tons of people at this thing. Let's see. Megan Fox was by his side as he celebrated his 34th birthday. And they weren't like making out or anything. Mm-mm-mm, they've called off their engagement. Some source says one day they're up, the next they're down. That intensity is still there nearly 4 years into their relationship, but that's not necessarily healthy.
We just talked about this. That on and off thing is a sign you should just be off.
Mm-hmm. There's still a ton of trust issues between them, and it's very toxic. They can't stay away from each other, and there's a lot of history there. But they also don't know how to be in a healthy relationship. They'll be totally fine. Then days later, they get in a huge blowout, and they don't talk for weeks. But then they give in. They're all lovey-dovey again.
All right.
She said, not that long ago. I think this was after they'd kind of split up. They don't live together anymore, apparently. She says, what I can say is that he is what I refer to as being my twin soul. That's different from twin flame, by the way. The flame's out. And there will always be a tether to him, no matter what. I can't say for sure what the capacity will be, but I will always be connected to him somehow. Beyond that, I'm not willing to explain. You've given us enough that we could start, just explain what you just said.
People should stop asking her stuff.
Yeah. Except that, it's fun looking at her. All right, I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
What? Let me double check and make sure that, yes, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area and the Alice News Network is next.
The iconic Bay Area.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at
97.3. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny at Alice's Morning Show. At Alice at 97.3. Get ready for Tay in the UK. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app. You hear us talking about the Odyssey app? A-U-D-A-C. You're like, I can't find it. I'm spelling it O-D. No. A-U-D-A-C-Y. In Google Play, the App Store. A minimum of 60 minutes a day. You listen to us on the Odyssey app, you get a daily entry. A chance to win a trip for four to London to see Taylor Swift on August 17th with a four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare, everything Tay in the UK, all the info you need at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. 2024 is a big year for Fremont Bank. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary, plus they opened their new flagship branch at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Fremont Bank is here for you and here for good. Join the celebration by visiting Fremont Bank. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce Scott Budman to the radio show here. You see him on your TV at NBC Bay Area. You hear him on the Alice News Network. And you may follow him on Instagram at Scott Budman, on X at Scott Budman. Does anyone follow the other thing? What's the other thing called? Threads.
Yeah, Threads.
And maybe on Threads, too, at Scott Budman. Good morning, Scott. Welcome in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm good. Good to hear you guys. And actually, I can see you, too. How you doing?
I'm behind a big screen, but I am here. Hi. So, Excellent. Listen, I'll sort of set it up, but I'd like you to tell us as much as you can about this situation. This is from the Mercury News this morning. The headline says, U.S. banning TikTok? With a question mark. Your key questions answered. We're going to let you do the answering. So they say here, TikTok will not suddenly disappear from your phone, nor will you go to jail if you keep trying to use it after it's banned. But what is going on with TikTok?
Happening?
And are we losing our right to free speech if this goes away? What says you?
All very good questions. You know, as of yesterday, both the Senate and the House have passed a bill that would make TikTok one, either spin off its usage to an American company or would somehow get banned in America. And this is something that is really rare in America because both the Democrats and the Republicans can't seem to agree on anything, but they do agree that TikTok, because it's owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance, is dangerous to America and American kids. So what it says is over the next 9 months, TikTok's parent company, the Chinese company, has to either sell to an American company or be banned in America. That's basically what it comes down to because of the concern right now, and we can get into if that's warranted or not, the concern that TikTok is damaging our kids, A, by having our kids' data, and let's face it, our data, taken in by a Chinese-owned company, and that's dangerous, and two, by pumping out propaganda from China to American young people in their, you know, searches and dances and all that stuff. Ew. And so that's why TikTok is now on the hot seat.
Well, what do you think about that, though? Like, do you feel like how is that company any more dangerous than what Facebook did in the last election? How is that? What are we doing here? What's happening, really?
Great question, because you're right. No, Facebook and Instagram, they all hoover up our data just like TikTok does. And we are, as political animals, as young people, as workers, we are all getting the same kind of information pumped out to us through social media, no matter what social media we're on. And we all know it's a toxic environment, whether it's TikTok or Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, etc. The difference is China, and that's what everybody politically in Washington agrees on. They're all very worried about Chinese ownership and the fact, even though TikTok vehemently denies it, that China is both pumping out information to our young people in their impressionistic days and taking in our data for Lord knows what. And that's the big concern. And the difference between TikTok and all the other guys is that TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, and that has everybody all riled up.
I look at enough TikTok to know that, yes, I get certain things pushed to me, but they do seem to, generally speaking, be based on things I've watched and enjoyed or rewatched and liked or whatever it is. So I'm not seeing the Chinese propaganda that we're scared of. And don't you think that?
Well, hold on. Okay. This is what I would say, because I'm not necessarily someone who thinks you need to ban TikTok, but none of us had any idea that what happened with Facebook was even possible.
That is true.
So here we are filling out these little quizzes. Oh, this quiz is fun.
What fun.
And they're gathering this data and using it against us in the elections. So are we all aware of how they could use TikTok against us? Maybe
we're not.
But I would say this. It has to be used widely in order for it to be useful for them. So they have to make it. I mean, apparently it's the best. Right, Bryn? TikTok loves
it. I really enjoy it of all the platforms. But if it were gone, if I knew that it was jeopardizing our country in some way, shape, or form, then sure, get rid of it.
Now, I am curious.
Yeah.
We've got our newsman on the screen here with us on the mic. Do your daughters use TikTok? Are you on TikTok?
My daughters do use TikTok. I'm not on it all that much. I have an account. I haven't really figured out a way to pump out news as I do on, say, Twitter. That's pretty easy.
Yes.
And I get the feedback. TikTok, not as much. But my daughters, they're teens. They use it all the time. And that's also how they communicate with me. Hey, check this one out. This is what I'm checking out. And it's very pervasive among their friends. But it's also pervasive among people our age. It is gigantic. It is probably second in terms of size in use. It's got 1 billion users worldwide. You know, that's a little less than Instagram, but still it's probably just as pervasive, important, influential. And again, I agree with Bryn. If people somehow get their TikTok taken away, they won't be off social media. This is something that's actually boosting the stock price of Meta and Snap and companies like that, because they're excited. Hey, maybe more people will come our way and more ad dollars, but they're really, really into TikTok, and they have built entire platforms and businesses on TikTok.
Okay, so now have Amazon and Google and Facebook all formed committees to figure out how to buy this off of the Chinese entity that owns it. Like, is it going to be a crazy bidding war?
It's going to be pretty crazy, because it's interesting. If you're Facebook, you can't buy TikTok. That's just, you're just too big if you do. If you're Google, you can't buy TikTok.
Oh.
So some of the companies, and remember back a few years ago when President Trump was in office, and remember, he ran very much on, we're going to be in this Cold War with China, and we're going against China, and China this, China that. So he was initially very much for, a ban on TikTok. And he got some people lined up from Walmart, from Microsoft, that were going to go in and buy TikTok and spin it into an American company. Not sure if the Chinese owner ByteDance was all down for this yet, but that was President Trump's plan at the time. It didn't work. TikTok is still owned by a Chinese company. It's still gigantic. And there are still these worries, I should say, about Chinese ownership. So I think there are probably companies right now trying to get as much venture capital funding and investment funding that they can in the idea that they could someday own TikTok, which is something any business would just salivate over.
Right.
But they still also have to convince the Chinese owner to somehow give it up. And there are so many dollars involved. I don't know that they'd want to give it up. I mean, imagine TikTok just growing and maybe someday going public and paying investors and making everybody rich. There's just so much to this. And that's what partially makes this
so
complex.
You just said it. I believe you said they have 1 billion people on the platform worldwide. I'm looking at right here in front of me, TikTok is used by 170 million Americans. Now, the American market we know is very important, but if we don't even make up 200 million of that billion, why would they sell?
It's a good question. I think the American market is really important to China, just like the Chinese market is really important to America. Mm. We sell a lot of iPhones there. We sell a bunch of Teslas. But look, China has already made it clear where they stand on this. You can't get Instagram there or Meta there or Facebook. They're knocking down the American apps in some sort of a social media cold war. Huh. They just told Apple that Apple has to remove the Meta apps, which are Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, from the Chinese app store. Mm. So the gauntlet has been thrown. I just think that right now, if you're President Biden or wannabe President Trump, it's a tough place to be to say, let's get rid of this right now. I think the 9-month, hey, let's figure something out timetable is significant because that takes us through the election.
Yep.
And none of these candidates want to be the one to tell literally a couple hundred million young people that they're going to be the bad guy to get rid of TikTok. So this is very politically charged as well, both in a China-US way, but also in a our election is coming up way.
Oh, boy. It's a CF, isn't it? And honestly, like, if they're not going to, how are they going to get it? Is it going to be a thing that gets phased off of our phones? Like, let's say they won't sell. Now they've got 9 months and TikTok's got to be removed. Like, it's still going to be on people's phones. We have to wait till they get a new phone before it's gone. Like, how does that work? How do we get that off of a kid's phone?
You know, it's funny because traditionally it's a great point. And I remember this back in the Flappy Bird days, if you go back that far, when these apps would be canceled.
Idea.
Bryn, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know Flappy Bird.
Giggled like, oh, Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
So I remember keeping it just because, hey, my kids liked it and it was kind of fun. And like literally people would offer me just exorbitant amounts of money for my phone on the condition that I didn't update the app. Because when you update it, if it's going away, it's going away. So I don't know if that technology has changed all that much, but you can still have, and I'm still keeping TikTok on my phone for that very reason, just not to sell it, but to just see if it survives this. And there are complications, even if the U.S. rules TikTok has to go. It doesn't necessarily go away right away. There are many ways that this is going to drag out, not to mention the fact that the U.S., and I believe President Biden is expected to sign this thing just today, this morning, the U.S. giving TikTok and ByteDance 9 months to figure something out. And again, expect the dollar figures to fly around and expect even more lobbying by these young people who have not only been calling the legislators and saying, hey, keep TikTok. But yeah, they've been calling newsrooms as well saying, hey, this is my business. This is how I stay in touch with friends. All that stuff. The same kind of thing you would hear if Instagram or Twitter was going to go away. There's a lot of money, not to mention a lot of lives that have built profiles in these social media accounts.
What do you say to this, though? And these are texters now who are writing in. I did a deep dive on this year ago. Any company that's owned by China Corporation is owned by the Chinese government. Like,
what do I say to that?
And there's a bunch of them that are saying the same thing. Like, that is, that's not a Chinese company. It's the Chinese government.
That's a legitimate complaint. Absolutely. It's one that TikTok has taken pains to try to convince us is untrue. But the way China is set up, all those texters are right. We don't know. ByteDance says we are not in the grip of the Chinese government and the Chinese party.
It isn't everyone over there.
Well, that's the thing. And there is, it's, you know, because of the way China is set up, we don't really know. There is secrecy. And this goes back to all sorts of political things. And so that is the concern. TikTok is trying to do its best to say, hey, we are an independent company. We don't give your data to the Chinese government or the party, but there's no real way to prove that. And that's TikTok's big challenge. And, you know, it's got a very charismatic CEO who's been on Capitol Hill many times to say, actually, I'm from Singapore. I'm not in, you know, involved in the party at all. But who knows? That is the big deal. And Vinny, those texters are absolutely right to be concerned. And that is the main concern of the U.S. government right now.
So in closing, and we do appreciate you coming on with this, that's Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area talking about what's made the news today, which is this possible ban on TikTok. In fact, it now goes, the bill, whatever, goes to our president, and he's already said, I'm going to sign it. So that puts the company on the clock. They've got 9 months.
TikTok starts.
Right. Well, yeah, they're on the clock. Yes. They've got 9 months to figure out how to stay in business in the U.S., which the main thing is you've got to become an American company.
Yeah. I wonder if they can spin off those almost 200 million Americans and have American TikTok. Nick,
that's sort of what they want to do. And then somehow the shares would be divided and the content would still be there. I don't know, because part of the problem is I think if you're a TikTok user, you're a global citizen right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you may, and maybe the algorithm brings you to American people most, but one of the reasons that these social media sites are so popular is because we can communicate with everybody and learn from them and groove with them and dance with them, and people love that. Mm-hmm. And so somehow the globalness of all this is kind of important too.
Right.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you so much, Scott.
We appreciate you.
Thanks
for coming on with Scott Budman on the possibility that the United States will be banning TikTok. And also that interesting date, 9 months from now, which puts us on the other side of the elections. Yeah. Weird. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Too funny, Scott Budman, says 650. I was just thinking about Flappy Bird. What is Flappy Bird?
I don't know. I know Angry Birds, but I don't know.
It was an app that was created a long time ago, but it was by a Vietnamese dude. That's why I remember him. I think his name was Dong.
Oh.
So people were saying, that's your brother. And he made so much money off of selling it.
Oh.
And they discontinued it. So I forget.
What was it
there.
Exactly? Of game?
It was a very simple game where the bird was flapping through and you just like raise him up or lower him down so he can go through the tunnel. It was very simple. Very as elementary as like the snake game, you know.
Super.
The graphics were weak, but it was fun to play.
I play the Google Cricket Doodle.
Yeah, just
all
like
the time.
Cricket Doodle.
Cricket Doodle. I play it all the time. At least once a month, I will just go, you know what? I got a minute,
and you
I
go to Google, type
doodle.
In cricket.
It's a cricket game, which I've never even played actual cricket.
Is that flat bat?
But yeah, okay. But you're batting basically.
Uh-huh.
The thing is you can't pause it, you can't take your eyes off it, and so the real test is, can you keep your attention span long enough to beat your last record?
Oh.
And you can't walk away. If your kid walks in and goes, Dad,
So it's just continually throwing balls at you, mm-hmm. and you have to hit each
one. And you gotta hit each one.
I see. Wow.
Yes. Is TikTok really different than American companies harvesting our data for all it's worth?
Yes.
No.
The question.
Nope. Other people say here, which you were just speaking to, something about, I lost it because it's too many are rolling in.
Thank you for all your texts, though.
They're saying that they would keep the phone. even as they moved on to do other things, if TikTok were canceled here, they're going to have to come install it from my phone personally. I will keep a phone just for TikTok.
How funny.
There it is. People love it.
There's certain things you just don't get on other apps. Like, I watch this Brazilian chick that milks cows on her live stream every day. She just does that.
Watching that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. A farmer girl, like, but doing
how,
all this.
How long will that be interesting for? Now, soon it's just chores.
Yeah, it is just chores, but it's somebody's, like, actual daily life. And then you skip over to the next stream and some Vietnamese lady selling roast duck on the street, and all these customers are coming by speaking in the language, and I'm like, oh, look at that, I know that street when I went back there 10 years ago. It's really fun to like just peep into this world.
The international algorithm.
It's really, yeah.
And she's live.
And they also have clips.
It just is running all day.
They'll run for a couple hours. They go live for a few hours and turn it off. These streams are very interesting.
That's interesting that you mentioned the algorithm and that you really like that algorithm, because some are saying it might be possible that they sell, but keep the algorithm, and that would make its value drop, right? Mm. If it didn't work like people like it to work.
Yeah, it needs to have that TikTok algorithm.
That means.
Interesting. Well, we'll see. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I should check that out, see what it is. We're going to go check Billboard's Hot 100 before Taylor takes over next week.
It's Alice and 90. Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.